Story Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, serving the outdoor public for over 65 years. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Clays, one of our favorite contributors, JR. Good morning, JR.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
Thank you for patiently waiting, but our friend Ben really had some really good points, I thought.
Couldn't agree more. I've said it over and over, Terry. Ben is one of the most knowledgeable dog guys I've ever been around. So, yeah, good information as always.
So what's going on out at Colorado Clays?
Well, Terry, we got another absolutely beautiful weekend to come out and shoot some targets here at Colorado Clays. Everything's open. All seven of our ATA traps, our training trap, our wobble traps, skeet field's good to go. That sporting clays course is gorgeous. The trees are blooming and leafing out. Rifle and pistol range ready to roll. So just all of our normal stuff wide open, ready for some fun.
You know, we talk a lot about getting ready for activities, whether it's getting ready to practicing for maybe competitive clay shooting, or especially getting ready for hunting, or maybe being ready for self-defense. You guys see a lot, you know, we're talking already about getting ready for hunting because so many people wait till like a week before and they show up and something's wrong with their gun. What do you see as far as gun care and failures when people come out at the range?
Yeah, wow, Terry. You know, I think we could probably fill your whole show with the value of maintenance and care of your firearms, but I think I can touch on a few points, might have some really good information. And here at Colorado Clays, being Colorado's premier public shooting range, we literally see tens of thousands of firearms come through our facility each year. And even though the majority of these guns are well-maintained and function properly, we do see a percentage of them act up in various ways due to lack of or improper maintenance. And I can run through some examples of these things we see that may be helpful to someone who encounters one of these situations. So as far as pistols are concerned, you know, revolvers are generally very tolerant to less frequent cleanings as compared to semi-automatic type pistols. Having said that, of course, you'll find that some cleaning and a few drops of a quality lubricant, which we do, of course, sell at Colorado Clays, will make your shooting session much more pleasant due to a smoother overall operation. Just makes it much more enjoyable. Now, semi-auto pistols should be cleaned and lubricated more frequently due to more metal-to-metal moving parts and fouling that occurs due to exposure to powder residues, which are really unavoidable due to the design and mechanics of their operation. A typical symptom of a dirty semi-automatic is short cycling. And what I mean by that is the action has so much drag due to dirt and or lack of lubrication that it won't move back far enough to eject the spent round and therefore may require a manual assist after each shot, which is very annoying but very preventable with just a little TLC now and again. Now, I must say, Terry, that I do see short cycle situations on certain pistols, particularly new ones that have a tighter spring for cycling the action, and the cure for that, either permanently or temporarily until the spring breaks in, is to use ammunition with a heavier projectile or a higher muzzle velocity that applies enough back force to cycle the action. And that's really the cure for that. But sometimes those can get mixed up. People might think their gun is dirty when it's actually new or a particular gun that requires a little more back force. Now, as far as the rifles, muzzle loaders typically see so few rounds per year that many of the hunters just do an annual cleaning. Those who shoot them more tend to focus largely on cleaning the bore because lead balls and black powder are dirty and could affect the accuracy due to excessive fouling. Of course, bolt guns are fairly tolerant to some degree of neglect, but when you're breaking in a barrel or using certain ammo, it is always good to follow your manufacturer's recommendations for cleaning intervals and, you know, important always to keep the gun in good working condition for safety as well. Now, hunters, you do need to make sure that the lubrication you use on your rifle is able to tolerate the coldest conditions you may encounter in the field. And I've seen this many times. Guys come out, they get ready, they don't check the cold cold weather aspect of the lube they use. They get out in the field and it's below zero, and that gun feels like you're trying to plow it through, you know, molasses. So choosing the right lube all year long can really pay dividends later. Now, semi-auto rifles and shotguns will really mirror the situations and symptoms we discussed with the semi-automatic pistols. Excuse me. Another important note is that, and we see this a lot, Terry, some of the pump shotguns have such tight tolerances in the barrel that they are hard to actuate with steel-based ammo, and a breeze with the more expensive brass-based ammo. And really, throughout the year, we have many customers come up asking to borrow lubrication, trying different things when it's really not a lubrication issue. It is an ammo issue. So that can be fixed sometimes easier just by asking one of the pro staff at Colorado Clays, because we do see this. And I think really the moral of the story is that simple and proper maintenance of your firearm will increase its life and make your outings much more enjoyable, and certainly come to Colorado Clays, talk to the pros, and we can help you move in the right direction if you're having an issue.
You know, if you know, so many people are going to wait, no matter how much we tell them they need to get out and shoot, till a week or two before hunting season. What is the biggest failure that you see when they come in to sight in their hunting rifle that costs them maybe even being able to get out, or that they need parts, or that they've waited too long? What do you see there the most?
Well, certainly, Terry, you know, the loose scope, or the bad scope, or a scope that has been dropped or bumped and is off, and we need a new scope. They're running out of time, and particularly in 2021, like everything, it takes longer to get one, or you may have to settle for something you didn't like and then come out and re-sight in. So just that overall gun scope package is one thing. Ammunition, not just availability, but finding your most accurate load is extremely important, because most guns really prefer a certain load to be their most accurate load. And if you don't get ahead of the pack and get yourself some options on ammo and some leftover ammo, you could be sitting there wishing you had that and may not have enough to do a good sight in, and it may cost you an opportunity of a lifetime. So those are two of the most frequent ones we see with the last minute rush. Always encourage everyone to get out early, come in, do it at a relaxed pace. Make sure your gun is tight, sighted in well, make sure you have ammo, and you'll be ready while everybody else is chasing their tail.
Speaking of ammo, you're about so right about getting ammo early. The ammo shortage out there is getting drastic. Anybody who's going to hunt needs to be looking at ammo that they're going to test and then hunt with right now, and they need to be trying it out. But it's difficult to do. If you see some, you better get it. Now, I know a lot of times you guys supply ammo for use at the range. How are you guys doing with ammo?
Well, Terry, like I say, Colorado Clays, lots of friends in the industry. So we have been and currently are stocking most all of the popular calibers and gauges of ammunition. With the worldwide shortage, you know, we can only spare enough for our customers to use at our range, but we're sitting pretty good on that. Anybody that wants to come out and shoot has trouble finding ammo, certainly give us a call if it's a odd caliber. Make sure we have it in stock. But most all of the popular, say, pistol, for example, your 380s, 9mm, 38 Special, 40, 45, in stock, ready to go at Colorado Clays. 410, 28, 20, and 12-gauge shotgun, all in stock and ready to go for use here at Colorado Clays. So certainly come out and enjoy a weekend of shooting. We have that covered for you, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right, my friend, tell people how they find you.
Give us a call, 303-659-7117, or go to our website, coloradoclays.com. Take the virtual tour. Send us an email if you have a question, but certainly make sure that you touch base with us, and we'll get you going for all your shooting needs.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again soon, and I think those bass are calling us.
They are, Terry. The bite is on, and I promise I'm coming for you next time. I'm taking that first fish title from you.
We'll see how that goes. Thank you, JR. All right, JR, Pierce, one of our true good friends from Colorado Clays. What a tremendous facility. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap up this week's edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.